Welcome to your morning news of note. Let's dive into the latest highlights relevant to the 2 Marine Expeditionary Force. The U.S. military has been engaged in large-scale military exercises alongside NATO allies, focusing on interoperability, readiness, and rapid response during the Nordic Response exercises. Meanwhile, the Bataan Amphibious Ready Group, along with the 26th Marine Expeditionary Unit, returned home after an extended deployment in Europe and the Middle East. In other news, a Marine was detained following a shooting incident at Camp Lejeune, with no injuries reported. On the international front, Russia observed a day of mourning after a tragic attack in Moscow resulted in the loss of at least 137 lives. Poland demanded an explanation from Moscow after a missile breached its airspace during an attack on Ukraine. On a positive note, the U.S. greenlit military support for Baltic states. In Africa, the Sudanese Rapid Support Forces rejected a proposed humanitarian aid route to Darfur, while Al-Shabaab launched a deadly attack in Somalia. U.S. officials are seeking to maintain a security presence in Niger despite recent challenges. Within the USMC and DoD, a Marine was awarded the Navy and Marine Corps Commendation Medal for saving a fellow Marine's life. Additionally, President Biden signed a $1.2 trillion funding package, averting a government shutdown threat. And internally, Marines of the 2 Marine Expeditionary Force have been actively participating in exercises like Nordic Response, utilizing innovative technologies like the Starshield satellite communication system. Training activities include simulated casualty evacuations, counter-UAS tactics, and nighttime vehicle operations. For more details and links to these stories, be sure to check out the Chinfo News Clips, UCOM Daily News Report, and AFRICOM Daily News Report for March 25th, 2024. Thanks for tuning in to your morning news of note.